black people.
No, it's totally segregated.
Why?
Because the military then was segregated.
Why?
Because it was.
That's weird.
Yeah, anyway, this guy graduated from high school in 42, earned enough money delivering papers up near Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Saved enough money to take flight lessons.
Uh-huh.
So when he was 18 and we got out of high school, he went to Tuskegee and they trained him to be a pilot.
So you a pilot then? You are in the Air Force for sure.
Oh, no, not at all.
You're in the military for sure.
No, not really.
What are you then?
Well, my dad worked in the Army Air Corps.
So you never been in the Air, not no military training at all?
No, I was in ROTC.
Okay.
I went to a summer camp for 6 weeks one time in the summer when I was in
and
college.
And you didn't survive.
No, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, it was interesting.
Yeah.
So I met this pilot. He was one of seven of them left.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book called Keep Your Airspeed Up. Great story.
That's cool.
But we went to Tuskegee and saw the two flight places they have and their memorial. So.
Yeah, I like that. That's awesome. Your grandpa's awesome.
I honestly think that if they had blind adapted planes, there'd be more people like me who would want to be pilots.
I agree with that 1,000%.
Because I've heard of a lot of people who want to be pilots who are blind.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's how the future's going to be anyways, right?
Just blind people taking over?
Just
everyone taking over.
Everyone, like robots and shit taking over anyways, so, sorry, excuse my French.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.